WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're going to be covering two topics today. The first one is Constitution Week. This is Constitution Day. If you did not know that, now you do. We're also going to be talking about the Rutherford County Public Library System, both of those topics being covered this morning. So two for the price of one. Can't beat that. Karen Hudson is with us as our first guest. Karen, just pull that microphone around to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today. Karen is with the Daughters of the American Revolution, and one of your big pushes is to make people aware of our history, and in particular, the Constitution.
That's correct. I always say when we start our DA, we take the summer off. We still have projects and things going on, but we don't have meetings. When we start back in September, we jump right into Constitution Week, which I think is one of the biggies for the DAR, for the community. It's almost like Christmas. We do so much for it. We're so busy with it right away. So thank you for having us.
Well, glad that you are here. Today is Constitution Day.
It is. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read the preamble to
sure,
kind of start out
that
today.
That would be great.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. I just thought that was a good way to start Constitution
Day. It sort of gives us a framework for our federal government, and that's why it's so important to celebrate Constitution Day.
It is, and I know I heard you say you're going to talk about the library also today. We have an event, actually, at the library Monday night, September 23rd, which is actually the last day of Constitution Week. We have Constitution Week Trivia Night.
Ah.
It'll be at 7 o'clock. We've got prizes, and we just thought it'd be fun to start out the community doing something like that. We hope it grows, but this is the first time we've done something like this. So we're all looking forward to that. But the DAR was instrumental in starting Constitution, the observance of Constitution Day and Constitution Week. It actually was an initiative of the President General, which is what the National President of DAR is called, back in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1955, President Eisenhower, it was pushed through Congress, and it became a federal law.
Very good. So Dwight Eisenhower, General Dwight Eisenhower, President of the United States, is the one who put this into being.
Right. It passed both houses of Congress. It was introduced by Senator William Noland, who was from California.
Wow. So this has been celebrated. Of course, I guess we had thought it had been celebrated since the beginning, but...
So did I.
Not so. So... Tell us a little more about the Constitution. What sort of set the stage? What was the country like right during this time when the Constitution was being put together?
Well, if the listeners and all of us can remember some of the things we learned in school, I think sometimes we take the Constitution for granted, but you have all these different, some of our founders and different representatives from the newly liberated, I guess, colonies, and they met at a Continental Congress and were working on these things, and it got heated. You know, if you read some of the history books, it was there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of give and take, and the Constitution was passed, and as you know, we have lots of amendments since then. Not as many you would think for a document that old. One of the things that we're looking forward to celebrating, particularly next year in 2020, in relation to the Constitution, is the passage of the 19th Amendment, which, as you know, gave women the right to vote. So that's also part of Constitution celebrations.
And very much a part of Tennessee.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We were the deciding state that put us over, like they call it, the perfect 36, put us over to ratify.
Now, if you look at the two documents, I guess, that we mostly think about when we think of our U.S. government, one is the Declaration of Independence and, of course, the Constitution. Tell us, how did they work together, and give us a little background on that.
Well, I think with the Declaration, and we actually had our first annual, which we've decided we're going to do it again next year, reading of the Declaration of Independence up here on the public square July 4th this summer, and we did it at 9 o'clock in the morning. And when we think about that, the Declaration of Independence, that's what it is. It was the colonies coming together to declare that they were independent. That was just the start. That was 1776. And many, many years later, after a Revolutionary War, which that's how the DAR, we're all related to someone who gave aid to the cause of the Revolution, could be a soldier, could be a cook, could be a shopkeeper, a nurse. So it's anyone that gave aid to the cause of the Revolution, if you prove your descendants. But it was many years after the Declaration that the group came together. As we know, we had the Articles of Confederation, and then we had the Constitutional Convention, where they drafted the Constitution. And it was very much a working time trying to birth a new nation, I guess you could say.
And Murfreesboro was very much a part of that, because the land on which this city sits was given by people who received land from their service in the Revolutionary War.
Well, and the two DAR chapters in Murfreesboro are named after two of those patriots that received land. Colonel Hardy Murfree is the chapter I'm part of, and there's another chapter called the Captain William Lytle chapter. So you'll see those names around Murfreesboro, and those all are Revolutionary patriots.
Now, for people who are listening, who are thinking, I love the way they think, I just would like to be a part of that organization, what do you need to do to be a part of the DAR?
Well, one of the things our chapter provides is every Wednesday morning, we'll bring in the library again here, at 9:30 in the morning, we have a group of members who meet. And they will meet with anyone that thinks they might like to join, thinks they might have a connection, or aren't sure they have a connection. We have some very experienced researchers, genealogists, that can take your information, your birth date, your parents, that sort of thing, and trace it back. And they've been extremely successful in that. So anyone that would like to do that, stop by the library. We also, you can go on DAR.org, which is the national website, and they will put you into a chapter close to you. If you're not in Murfreesboro, if you're living in Smyrna, there's a chapter in Smyrna. There's lots of chapters in Nashville. We have 6,000 members in the state of Tennessee. So
this is by far one of the most patriotic women's groups in the whole nation.
It is. And I think that's what it's so dear to my heart. The more I get involved, the more I learn about it, and that it's a very much a force for good and very unifying.
Sounds like the meetings are a little different from most civic groups. You go there and you learn about history. You learn about yourself, too.
We, like our first meeting, we actually had Gloria Christie, who mm-hmm. we had an award, a Historic Preservation Medal, for her work with Uncle Dave Macon Days here in this community. Next month, we're actually going to have an author who wrote a book about Harry T. Byrne, who is the legislator who cast that vote in Tennessee to ratify the 19th Amendment. And we'll have people to talk about American heritage, some of their hobbies. We do conservation. We actually have a field trip to there's an American heritage tree farm in Lebanon, which I didn't know about. And you can actually go there, which we're going to on a Saturday in October. And you go there and you can purchase trees that are, this isn't the right word, but descended or are traced to some historic trees, which might be at Thomas Jefferson's home, might be at Mount Vernon. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that was something I did not know about.
Now, you can learn more about this, I would imagine, Friday night at the Line Ball Library at the Constitution Trivia.
Monday night, okay. September 23rd.
Monday night, September 23rd.
But you might want to go Friday and check out a book on the Constitution and bone
up
on
it. Be ready for the trivia.
That's right.
So don't forget, Constitution Day is today.
It is.
And are there going to be some special activities today?
Well, we have lots of schools that we work with, and our Constitution Week chairman actually made over 30 trifold board displays, and they're in all the schools that we work with in the community. We have one at the library. We have one at the library at Patterson Park. We have a display up at the Election Commission. I'm leaving some out. I know we've got one at the Sheriff's Department, but there are these displays all over the community.
And you and some of the other folks with the DAR will be on the Truman Show also.
We will. Talk a little bit more.
Very good. Karen, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
You too.
Karen Hudson visiting with us, and we're going to continue our conversation after we check on the traffic and weather. We're going to be focusing on the Line Ball Library next.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
I'm a minister, and I've been in a lot of homes, but I've never been in one like this one.
Where were you a pastor?
Well, I've lived in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and several places in Tennessee.
Now, I see you've got some Mickey Mouse ears over there on your lamp. What is that about?
Well, some of the family went to Disney World.
When your grandkids and family come up here, do they feel just as welcome as you do?
They're right to come right in here. Sure do.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Technologies continue to improve just like everything else.
That's former State Representative John Hood.
He wanted me to try a new one. I had a lot more capabilities. And then since then, whenever I have a problem or need a checkup, I guess every 6 months or so, I go in and he cleans them and checks my hearing.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
Good morning. Still very heavy traffic flow out here on 24 westbound, especially as you continue towards Nashville. We've had a couple of wrecks out here, no doubt, this morning as they clear up that one on 24 westbound, not too far from OHB. Again, give yourself extra time just to be on the safe side if you're headed towards Nashville on 24 going westbound. Hey, it's better to know them than not know them. Free at last, Bell Bonds. If you ever need them, call 242-FREE. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about the Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon, high in the mid-90s. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 69.
I'm Shelley Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Welcome back on this Constitution Day. By the way, if you haven't heard, Carol Booker is our birthday club winner, Carol Booker, and she gets the choice of her favorites, French macarons or the cinnamon roll from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, 118 North Walnut Street. Our good neighbor of the day receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers Coffee and Gifts is Samantha Galena. Over at the Wellness Center, Samantha Galena. Our good neighbor, the person who nominated Samantha, said she's always happy and smiling and just positive, bringing sunshine in there. every day. So thank you for all you do. Trey Gwynn is with us from the Rutherford County Library System this morning, and we're going to be talking about books and all sorts of good stuff like that, and technical books.
Sure.
Electric books, electronic books.
Sure.
It sounds like a winner. Trey is the Technology Outreach Coordinator.
Yep.
What is that? That's an interesting title.
We're still figuring that out, if I'm being honest. So almost a year ago, exactly, I started as the Technology and Outreach Coordinator, and it is a position that not very many libraries have. And so we're kind of, I liken it to building an airplane while we're flying
in the air.
I'm in charge of all the computer classes that we do at our biggest branches, and coordinating those and finding volunteers to do those, and doing outreach with local businesses to get them to send volunteers or to send equipment. Because I'm sure we'll talk about it, but, you know, the Technology Engagement Center is set up so that it can teach our local patrons and citizens technological stuff. And so it's my job to go out to businesses and be like, and to say, hey, do you want to either give us the equipment so that we can teach this, or would you like to come teach it yourself?
Now, the great thing is for job security for you, technology is constantly changing. So once you teach it, it's changed and you have to teach it again.
Sure. And yes, there's no shortage of people who need to brush up on some technology knowledge.
Now, with the phones, for example, smartphones, that's the craze these days. Everybody
sure.
has a smartphone of one type or another. Those are, you know, you learn the basics on them, but if you don't know
right.
what your phone can really do, you're not going to get the full advantage of it.
Sure, and I'm actually, well, I've thought about this a lot, actually. Because here's the thing. There's a certain generation of people that if they wanted to, they could have avoided using computers for the last 30 years. It's totally possible. If you're of a certain age or if you just aren't interested, you could totally avoid ever sitting down and learning how to do emails and stuff like that. But what you can't avoid in 2019 is a smartphone, or you have to go way out of your way to. Verizon, you know, all the different companies, they'll sell you a flip phone, you know, a traditional phone that isn't smart, but you've got to really twist their arms to make them order you one. Like, they don't have them in store. And so a lot of people are walking around with smartphones in their pockets, and they're having to learn how to use them in a way that they didn't have to learn how to use computers. And so I'm actually working with one of our community partners. I'm not ready to announce anything, but I'm actually working with one of our community partners to develop education on how to use your iPhone or your Android phone, because they're stuck with them and they have to know how they work.
Now, the interesting thing is this group of people have been avoiding using computers and things of this sort as they get comfortable with their smartphones, which they will.
Right.
I mean, you're going to get really comfortable with it. I hate to tell you, you're also going to be able to know how to do a computer once you do that.
Yes.
You've tried to avoid it, but now you're comfortable with your phone. There are some phones that are identical.
Sure.
To computers.
Well, and one of the things that I'm committed to doing at all of our branches that we do computer education classes is a computer and internet basics class every month. I don't care if only one person shows up. It is something that I feel committed to do, just because we're there's a lot of talk about stuff like wealth gap and stuff like that, but we're in a world where there's also a technology gap, you know, a technology education gap, a technology literacy gap. And so the library is the perfect place to have opportunities to teach people about internet and computer basics, right? But one of the things that I'll tell people, to your point, is, you know, they'll say, oh, I don't, you know, I'm so glad that I learned this, but I don't know, you know, I'm going to forget it when I sit down at my computer. And every time I say, well, look, the way I learned it, the way, because I'm old enough that I was on that first wave of home computers when I was in my, you know, mid-childhood. And the way I learned it was I just used the computer and I messed up some and like but I played around with it and that's how I learned it. I didn't have anybody sit down to teach me how to learn it. And the reality is that when you're sitting down to use your computer or your phone or whatever it is, the more you play around with it, even if you do mess up, the more you play around with it, the more comfortable you'll get with it. And that's how a lot of us learned it.
Now, one thing with smartphones and with computers too, it seems like if you don't know how to use it easily and are comfortable with it, all of a sudden your computer, you're going to say, it's broken. My phone's broken.
Right.
I knew it was going to be bad, and it doesn't work, so I'm going to take it back. It's a piece of junk. Well, you've probably just pushed the wrong button.
Sure. This does not apply to everything, but in a lot of our classes, like our Microsoft Office classes and stuff like that, one of the first things that I teach people is Control Z. If you hit Control and Z at the same time, it undoes the very last thing that you did. And so
is that with smartphones too?
Well, no,
okay.
They have other ways of doing that. But I guess my point is, because that only applies in some, you know, like if you're in like a Word document or something or Excel. But I bring it up just to say, like, yeah, you might accidentally twist your computer into a pretzel and it doesn't seem like it's working anymore. but it's these things are resilient, and whatever you do can likely be undone.
Now, Trey, how can we learn more about our computers, about our smartphones, on a level that we can comprehend? Do we drop by LineBaugh? Do we drop by the Technology Engagement Center? What do we do?
Well, so for computers, right now, like I said, every month we offer a computer and internet basics class. We offer it once at our three largest branches, so the Tech, the LineBaugh, and Smyrna Public Library. You can find the times for those on our website, rclstn.org. We offer, and when you go look at that calendar, you'll see a plethora of other classes, like Microsoft Office Basics, Google Drive Basics, so more stuff to kind of flesh out your knowledge of computers. And then as far as smartphone goes, like I said, we're currently working on developing something to help folks with that with one of our community partners.
Very good. Our guest right now is Trey Gwynn, who is the Technology Outreach Coordinator with the Rutherford County Library System. That's what used to be LineBaugh Library.
Yes.
They have a new name.
Yes.
Rutherford County Library System. LineBaugh is a part of that. It is the downtown branch, but there's still other branches all around. We're going to continue, and there's so much happening with the Rutherford County Library System. We're going to catch up on some of those things right now.
Libraries are the last bastion of democracy. Have you heard that quote before? I've been hearing it a lot lately, from National Homelessness Advocate Ryan Dowd to Emilio Estevez's 2018 movie The Public, from the National Geographic Society, all over Google and MetaFilter, and from members of the U.S. Congress. It's a popular sentiment. What people mean when they say it is that your library is one of the last places left that doesn't monetize its holdings, they're not there to profit off your needs, and that is available to every member of the public, from the very rich to those who have next to nothing. If you truly needed a cross-section of the American public, you could do a lot worse than your local library. That said, it's your library system's obligation to present, or at least make available in holdings, every point of view and opinion that we can physically accommodate, whether they be popular or not. When someone moves to challenge whether a book should be in the library, or worse, to outright insist that it be banned, it's the stance of your public library to resist this for this reason. Banned Books Week is September 22nd through the 28th, and is a celebration of your right to free speech. Your Rutherford County Library System's branches will have numerous displays commemorating past attempts to have various materials removed from libraries all over the United States. from To Kill a Mockingbird to The Hate U Give, and from Captain Underpants to Harry Potter. The challenged and banned materials will be on display and available for your checkout. So remember to stop into your closest branch of the Rutherford County Library System during the last full week of September and exercise your constitutional rights to read something unpopular, challenged, or banned.
This is Carol Gaddis, Branch Manager at Limbaugh Public Library, here with my colleagues Cassandra and Garrett to have a conversation about a movie called The Public by Emilio Estevez. You may wonder why librarians are talking about a movie, and the reason is it's because it's about an issue that's affecting libraries around the country, homelessness. So just to get you to understand a little bit about this movie, Garrett, give us just a quick summary of what it's about.
The Public was Emilio Estevez's pet project that came out in 2018. He farmed it around to a lot of studios to get it made, and then it went to various award ceremonies and things and was highly acclaimed. It just came out on DVD and digital video this year, and it's spotlighting the way that public libraries deal with homeless populations that surround them.
So this movie addressed some stereotypes of librarians that we all know well. Cassandra, what were some of those maybe that were addressed, and then what really did it show us about the true role of librarians?
I think the most common image that a person can find in their mind when they hear librarian is the shushing schoolmarm with her hair tied up in a bun. However, this movie shows that the staff at a library is just as diverse as their patron community. And with Emilio Estevez's character, his name is Stuart Goodson. As Garrett said, this was Estevez's pet project, and it's like he is stewarding these people in. He is a protector of them and a good son. So we're moving more away from the studious, reserved, quiet librarian and more towards a protector of the people and someone who's there to do good.
Right.
It's not a quiet person who hides in the library all day and just hangs out with the books. It's actually a member of the same community the patrons come from.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So true. You know I get a lot of complaints about my branch, especially Limbaugh, as being a de facto homeless shelter, just kind of like they did in the movie. What do you think, why do you think libraries get this label? And why is it important for patrons that are experiencing homelessness to be able to come to the library? Either one of you, who wants to share?
I would say, I mean, it's important for homeless patrons to be able to come to the library because the library is one of the last places that has a deep well of resources that are not monetized. You have people who have next to nothing and no other way to access books or movies or information, computers, or even just people to talk to in any other way, and the library is still free and open to them all day long.
I also think it's a great way for the community to come together overall, and you realize that we're all here together, and that's what the library is for. It's not just for the wealthy or the studious academics, which is what a lot of people may think when they hear the term library patron.
Yeah.
So a library patron is literally every person in that community, and that's something that I hope libraries start to step up and actually recognize over the course. I think we're doing a really good job of it, but overall, especially throughout our state, like, libraries do need to realize how much an impact they can have on their communities.
And also in that movie, they showed some really interesting patrons. But that whole concept of what is a patron, maybe has that changed, do you think, Garrett?
I think that's another stereotype that needs to go away. Yeah, the idea that a patron is any specific person, is any specific group of people. Patrons are as wide and diverse as the community they come from. And if people are put off and are scared or have issues with the burgeoning homeless population at their library, I would urge them to take that as a teachable moment for themselves and maybe their kids and whoever, and say, look, these are the people that you live around. These are the people in your community, and let's learn more about them instead of trying to avoid the library.
Because of that, this movie was really good in illustrating the complexity in the organizational relationships between the library, the local government, the police, and the media in addressing this issue of homelessness. I see Rutherford County Library System as very much engaged with our other agencies in this county in working with homelessness. We are part of HARC, which is the Housing, Health, and Human Services Alliance of Rutherford County, and we are on committees with them, two committees. Not only do we learn what agencies provide for our homeless population, but also they learn what the library offers as well, which I think has been crucial.
We're also about to partner with MTSU's social work department and get a part-time social worker in the library, the main branch downtown, to assist homeless patrons with issues that maybe can be dealt with more effectively and more quickly by a social worker than they can frontline library staff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what about our bookmobile?
Oh, that's right. The bookmobile does reach out to patrons who otherwise can't make it to the library, people who just don't have the physical access to get there.
We have a lot of partnerships, and I think that's one of our strengths as the Rutherford County Library System. You know, my favorite part of watching this film was really looking at the struggle that the librarians faced, whether they were the frontline staff or the supervisor or the library director, in knowing how to react to the crisis that they had. And I really appreciated seeing the fallibility in their characters, but also their compassion that came out and how they learned and grew through this process. That just really spoke volumes to me, because I think for me as a librarian, it is a learning process. I've had to do a lot of study to understand what homelessness is and what causes homelessness. I just spent 2 days at a conference on homelessness. And so this is, to me, a crucial part of this role that we play as librarians in addressing the needs of our homeless patrons or patrons experiencing homelessness. What was your takeaway from this movie, Cassandra?
I really like the play on the term the public. Not only is it used as a nickname for the Cincinnati Public Library by the patrons, it really puts a camera, literally, on the public of Cincinnati and how they react to this crisis within the library, how it affects the community, and how it does inevitably end up becoming a political and social situation that the whole community either gets behind or hates. And it's really interesting to see how, like, something so small as a library can impact something so large, which just in turn shows how much of a reach we do have with our community and our patrons.
What about you, Gary?
For me, it was the experience of walking into the library every day and having guys on the street or guys in the foyer or people who are hanging around the front entrance. I know their name. They know my name. It's part of my morning routine, like, you know, greeting them as I come in. I would say that if those guys weren't there one day, that would throw me off badly. I would wonder where they went. And, of course, they have to deal with that eventuality in the movie when one of their characters dies from the cold. Mm-hmm. And that resonated with me. That seemed like a very real experience. I would say the other part that I really enjoyed was the little montage of weird questions that people get at the library. Mm-hmm. Also seemed like someone had done their homework. That seemed like real people to me when I watched it.
Yes, I thought it was very realistic. I really appreciate you guys for sharing.
Absolutely.
And I encourage you all to check out The Public. It is available for checkout at any of our Rutherford County Library System branches. We hope you'll enjoy it as we did. Thank you.
Our friends from Camp STEM will be joining us for September's Tinker Tech and debuting a new camp called Camp STEAM. Adding art to the science, technology, engineering, and math is important, as inquiry and problem-based learning methods, or tinkering, are used in the creative process. Such programs offer projects that are science-based, but also incorporate artistic expression. Camp STEAM is introducing us to Project Joy, which allows you to blend science and art to create something beautiful. As the artist says, if you can decorate an ice cream sundae, you will be amazing at Project Joy. All students participating in this Tinker Tech as we partner with Camp STEAM will receive a free t-shirt as well as enjoying this unique activity led by the artist, Jessica Joy, via a Facebook Live session. Join us for Tinker Tech, gathering at the Technology Engagement Center on Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m. Please share this information with someone who you think may enjoy it. Materials will be provided. It is free and open to the public, though sign-ups are required this month as space is limited to 25. Please call 615-225-8312 or visit rclstn.com. www.linebackerfest.org/events for more information.
And this is Christine Edwards. We're from Linebaugh Public Library.
Today we're going to be discussing some of the events we have coming up this fall.
I love fall. Do you?
I do, Christine. It's my favorite time of year. Leaves changing color, the weather getting cooler, long fall drives, pumpkins, campfires, apple cider, hot tea, and chocolate. It's the best.
Fall is also a very busy time of year for us at Linebaugh. With September being Early Literacy Month, we are gearing up for our fall programming with our special storytime event Wednesday, September 18th at 10 a.m. with our Books from Birth partners.
This Early Literacy Storytime event is so incredibly important, and it will be chock full of fun.
I know. We will have a story time, a book character costume contest with prizes, and a themed craft.
I am also looking forward to the Stranger Things event we have on Thursday, September 26th at 6 p.m. Just for teens, by the way, ages 12 to 18.
Have you watched Stranger Things?
Yes, I have. Have you?
Yes. I think it has a fantastic storyline. I love the actors, and I hope they keep it on for several more years.
True. I'm looking forward to seeing who the teens dress up as for this event, Christine, with a costume contest, trivia, prizes, snacks, a photo booth. This event will be terrific with so many things.
We also have some special guests coming to some of our story times in October, like Roxy the Cockatoo, who will be joining us Tuesday, October 1st at 10 a.m.
You've met him, right?
Yes, he's beautiful, well-mannered, and very friendly.
He is such a sweet bird. He also loves to dance, kind of like you, Christine.
Another special guest will be joining us on Tuesday, October 8th at 10 a.m. Care to share, Laura?
Absolutely. The Murfreesboro Fire Department will be with us for a special storytime event. They plan to read stories, do a safety talk, show us their gear, and even bring their fire engine for the kids to see and touch.
We have another big event on Saturday, October 12th at 2 p.m. too.
We sure do. It's our It's a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown event. We're watching the movie, which I love, by the way, and doing a fun pumpkin craft. It's for all ages. Are you a Charlie Brown fan?
I am. I've watched many Charlie Brown movies over the years. And the first play I was in, I played Lucy, if you can believe that. But Peppermint Patty and Schroeder are my favorite characters. How about you?
My favorite Charlie Brown character is definitely Snoopy, followed closely by Woodstock. I guess I'm a fan of animals. If I had to choose a person, I'd say it would be Linus, hands down. I have drawings of him I did in elementary school.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Charles Schultz is iconic. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Laura, we have so many programs over the next month.
I know, and just wait for next month when we can share even more of the special programs we have planned for our wonderful Linebaugh patrons.
I'm looking forward to sharing those.
Me too, Christine. For these and more information on Linebaugh's Youth Services events, visit rclstn.org or call 615-893-4131. Extension 114.
We hope to see you soon. What's all the hoopla?
Oh, check out ebooks, audio, comics, music.
But what's the hoopla?
Movies and more on your library's newest streaming service. All you need to get started is your library card and your...
Yeah, but what's the hoopla?
It's an app you can download on almost any mobile or streaming device.
The Rutherford County Library System has a fantastic database to offer our community. Foundation Directory Online is a grant seeker's dream. It offers tools to help make the sometimes daunting process of seeking funding more achievable. It has up-to-date insight on grant makers working in every part of the country, in every field of interest. In-depth funder profiles and details on past giving can help nonprofits craft a strong approach to the foundations most likely to give to their cause. Come explore Foundation Directory Online, or FDO, the most comprehensive prospect research tool for fundraisers, with over 140,000 grantmaker profiles. You can learn how to search for grantmakers who have funded organizations working on causes and with communities similar to those that you serve. This wonderful service of Rutherford County Library System is accessible only on-site at the Technology Engagement Center, 306 Minerva Drive, next to Hopgood Elementary School. Look for classes on utilizing FDO to be offered soon at the Tech.
Programming at MGL Library is in full swing. Join us every other Wednesday at 4:15 for Upstream, a program that integrates science, technology, reading, engineering, art, and math into an exciting new challenge at each event. Upcoming events are September 18th and October 2nd. Storytime is every Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. And the new MGL matinee will be Saturday, September 28th at 2 p.m. Also coming soon will be our 5-day fall break sewing boot camp. Children ages 8 and up are invited to join us to learn how to use a sewing machine, learn basic stitches and hand sewing skills as they make fun projects to take home. Space is limited, so registration is required and opens on September 28th. MGL Library is located inside Patterson Park Community Center. Center membership is not required to visit the library.
The Smyrna Public Library also offers a program for anyone interested in knitting or crocheting and meeting people. The knitting and crochet group may be just right for you. Please bring your own supplies. Meeting one evening per week, the Knitting and Crochet Group meets at 6 o'clock p.m. on the first and third Thursdays and the second and fourth Tuesdays of each month. Genealogy enthusiasts are invited to participate in the free genealogy group at the Smyrna Public Library on the first and third Tuesday of each month at 1 o'clock p.m. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you at the Smyrna Public Library.
This is Andrea from Lineball Public Library, here to share with you some of our upcoming events. September 21st is the first public book sale at the Friends of Lineball Library Bookstore on the P2 level of the city parking garage. Come find great deals from 9 a.m. until noon. September 22nd through the 28th is Constitution Week, and the Colonel Hardy Murphy DAR Group is sponsoring a trivia night at Lineball on Monday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. This free event is open to all ages in the second floor boardroom. Come have fun and test your knowledge of our Constitution and our Founding Fathers. You might even win prizes. Are you aging into Medicare? Or maybe you currently have Medicare but would like to understand it better? Please join us for a discussion on the basics of Medicare on Saturday, September 28th at 10 a.m. This free educational seminar will be in Lineball's first floor club room. The Rutherford County Master Gardener Series continues Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. with a talk on everything soil. Learn about testing and amending your soil and composting. This series takes place in the second floor boardroom. Local author Tony Turnbull will be signing and selling copies of his new released book, Hardened to Hickory, on Thursday, October 10th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. This book reveals the missing piece in Andrew Jackson's life and how he transformed into old Hickory by his intense will to succeed and his ability to recover from his own mistakes. Please note that all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed on Monday, October 14th, for Columbus Day. Do you have overdue fines? Start collecting cans. Food for Finds Week is coming up, October 20th through the 26th. For a listing of all our events at Lineball, visit rclstn.org. Do you know what the best day is for coffee drinkers? It's National Coffee Day on September 29th. To celebrate this momentous occasion, Just Love Coffee Roasters are providing Lineball patrons free coffee each morning beginning Tuesday the 24th. We're celebrating coffee and also library card sign-up month, so come in and get a library card and enjoy a free cup of Java.
Hello, this is Trey Gwynn, Technology and Outreach Coordinator for the Rutherford County Library System, and here's a list of upcoming events at the Tech. There are still several upcoming computer classes in September: Digital Art, Enhancement Techniques on Thursday, September 19th at 6 p.m., Google Drive Basics on Friday, September 20th at 2 p.m. Computer and Internet Basics on Monday, September 23rd at 2 p.m. Introduction to Wix and Squarespace on Friday, September 27th at 11 a.m. Python Programming for Beginners on Friday, September 27th at 3. There are also upcoming events at the Tech in October. There's a family feature movie at 2 p.m. on Sunday, October 13th. Keep an eye on the website for what that movie is going to be. Join us for Coffee with a Cop, an event which brings police officers and the community members they serve together over coffee to discuss issues and learn more about each other. The Tech is partnering with the Rutherford County Boulevard Starbucks and Murfreesboro Police Department. October 2nd, time TBA. Check the RCLS website for more information. There are also recurring events at the Tech. The Murfreesboro Coder Dojo meets the second Sunday of each month at 10 a.m. Photography Connect Murfreesboro at the Tech meets the second Thursday of each month at 6:30. Borough Dev Speaker Event happens every third Monday. Borough Dev Hack Night meets the fourth Monday of the month. For more information about these events or the Tech, visit rclstn.org or call the Technology Engagement Center at 615-225-8312.
Consumer questions, money concerns, and more right here.
Consumer Warrior Clark Howard, weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. Our chicken soup we call the Greek penicillin because it does so much good, especially if you're sick. It's easy on your stomach. It's perfect when you have a cold. When I get a cold, I put in a coffee cup and I walk around and I sip on my chicken soup while I'm working. It really helps with sore throats. Now you can ship the soup all across the continental United States. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. I'd like to invite your family to come do business with our family. And here at Animal City, we have a full range of pond supplies and pond experts to make sure that your dream becomes a reality. For those of you looking to stay cool inside and still be entertained, we have all of the supplies necessary to keep a beautiful and tranquil aquarium. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come see us and our pets at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon, high in the mid-90s. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 69.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
We're focusing today on the Line Ball Library and Rutherford County Public Library System, the Technology Center, Smyrna Library, all of the five different locations throughout our area. MGL, Eagleville, they're all here. And Trey Gwynn is with us on this segment to tell us about some special activities coming up in the next couple of months, some classes you need to be a part of. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so from October 21st through November 15th, we're doing a series of holiday classes. And I know if you're like me, you worry about the Christmas creep, which is, you know, where Christmas just slowly takes over October and November. But the reason that we're doing our classes so early is so that you can actually benefit from those classes to prepare for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating. But
and are they listed on your website?
They will be. Mm-hmm. We're still kind of finalizing some stuff, but there's two main classes that I want to talk about. There's a third that I'm not ready to really announce yet, but there's two that I want to talk about right now. And one is Finding the right keepsake website for you would, you probably see these commercials for stuff like Framebridge and Shutterfly and Fracture and Snapfish, and they're these places that you can send your pictures into, and they'll make beautiful printed books and stuff like that for a price, and they make wonderful keepsakes and gifts. But we thought we'd offer a kind of a consumer level class for deciding which one of these products is right for you, because they're all slightly different. And this way, because we're offering it so early, then people can turn around and order them and have them in time to give as gifts. The other class is a class about how to create a great looking Christmas letter that won't break your bank. And we've got a couple of different ways to help people get those Christmas letters and send them out to their friends and family, so their friends and family know what they've been up to over the last year.
Trey, thank you for joining us today. Trey Gwynn, visiting with us from the Rutherford County Library System.